New fast-acting breakthrough designed with doctor-recommended ingredients to relieve constant ringing or buzzing. And right now, they're letting the public try it for free. Just call 1-800-400-3159 now while supplies last. The only product of its kind, RingAway is so powerful, it doesn't just relieve the ringing or buzzing. It actually supports ear health, too, so you can work and sleep in peace.
RingAway is amazing. I just wish I tried it sooner.
If you want the ringing to go away, call now to try RingAway for free. But hurry, this is an exclusive radio-only offer. Call now for details. 1-800-400-3159. That's 1-800-400-3159. 1-800-400-3159.
More Americans turn to ABC's Good Morning America. So how do you get to be America's number one morning show? Well, it helps to know what you want in the morning. And we know. Take it from Robin Roberts.
You want the news. You want it fast, first, and right on point.
Take it from George Stephanopoulos.
You want breaking news. News-making exclusives.
Take it from Lara Spencer.
We know. You want it all now.
So go on. Tell them, Robin.
Put some good in your morning.
With ABC's.
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
Win a $50,000 cash grand prize or a share of thousands in free slot play during the Winter Wonderland giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays in January at Hollywood Casino.
He's back.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute. That's me, live and local, with all the happenings in and around St. Louis.
The Dennis George Show, Sundays from 9 till 11 p.m. Brought to you by thecoffeecartel.com on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Terry Hall. This Week in Real Estate, we're on Sundays from 1 until 2 till late in January, and then we'll go back to our regular schedule. Sundays, 1 to 2, This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall. I want you to join me. And in the meantime, if you've got a real estate concern or question, you just email me at info@terryhall.net. That's info@terryhall.net. See you next Sunday from 1 to 2.
For a first or second opinion on all your financial needs, please call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. That's Johnny Holsom and Well Hungarians, their new album Bonafide. Well, Hungarians sponsor the Harris Challenge every week at this time, and I'm going to clear the phone lines now so we can get some contestants. You want to be one of them? If you haven't played in the last 30 days, you can call me now and get on right now at 314-969-KTRS and 888-550-KTRS. By the way, Well, Hungarians have a big gig tonight that I'll tell you about at the Stratford Bar and Grill, but if you can't go tonight, you can see him every Wednesday night at the Stratford in Fenton. No cover charge, good food. And they also play every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge there. And some pretty amazing food as well. All right, we've lined up some contestants already. Let's go to the very first one, and that is Mark. Welcome to the Big 550. Mark?
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
Good. As you know, being a contestant on the Harris Challenge affords you an opportunity that no one else in broadcasting would dare give you. It's the five-second cheap plug opportunity, which you, if you've been wise enough to beforehand work out a commercial endorsement deal, you can use it for that. If not, you can just shout out to the family or the friends. Or here's one of the things I like to do with it: suck up to the boss in the hopes that it'll turn into a promotion sometime soon. Or a raise, maybe. We've had that happen before. Mark, it's your 5 seconds. Go right ahead.
Hey, I'd just like to say hi to my kids and looking forward to the weekend.
All right, say their names for goodness sake.
Brandon and Brittany.
All right, Brandon and Brittany. Let's see how Dad can do on the Harris Challenge. Here's how it works. We turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories spin around all week long and come spilling out on Fridays. Led, of course, by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then we have category two, which is War Movies Not Named American Sniper. And category three, First Ladies. Which one would you like, Mark?
Oh, I don't really care for any of those, but let's go with Have I Been Paying Attention?
Okay. The Harris Challenge consists of five questions you've got to answer in 60 seconds. You can pass on any question you like and come back and pick it up later if you don't know the answer immediately. Maybe you can think of it a little bit later. But when that 1 minute has gone by, the buzzer will sound and we'll tally up your points. Maximum of 15, but you don't have to get them all. You got to get more than halfway. So 8 or better makes you a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
the Price Man!
Right you are, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Mm, donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Mm, donuts.
They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in
Cottleville.
We also have, from Werenberg Theaters. We have a special screening of Black or White.
That's the new Kevin Costner movie.
Yes, it is.
He was in town. Yeah, he was in town a couple of weeks ago. Sat down with McGraw live one morning.
It's coming up Wednesday, January 28th.
That's next Wednesday.
7 p.m. at the Pear. And we have special codes for you.
Ooh, very cool.
Yes.
All right, so you can have those. Or?
Or we have a free bowling party. It's available at Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton or Crest Bowl in Florissant. And with this bowling party, you get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people on one lane. You also get a 1 large, 1 topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
So you can have your choice of those prizes, or if you do get all the questions right for a total of 15 points, a clean sweep, you get a prize package of all of those worth well over
$1 million.
All right, Mark, let's see. Have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 2 New England Patriots employees had press conferences yesterday about the deflated ball scandal?
Bill Belichick and the quarterback. What's his name?
That's what I asked you.
That's what you asked me. All right, let's pass on that one for right now.
Today is National... Tom Brady is right. Today is National Handwriting Day, commemorating the birthday of which of our founding fathers?
Let's go with John Hancock.
Correct. In what country will King Abdullah, who died this week at age 90, be replaced by his half-brother?
Half.
Which company, whose catalogs are in the seatback pockets of most airlines, filed for bankruptcy this week?
Sky Mall
is right. Which comic book superhero will be played in a new CBS series by Glee star Melissa Benoist?
Supergirl.
Correct. All right, King Abdullah, his half-brother, what country?
Jordan.
Did you say Jordan right before the buzzer?
I did.
You should have said Saudi Arabia. But that's okay. You didn't need it to win, Mark. 12 points. Congratulations, you are a winner. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get the prizes.
Great. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Here's contestant number 2. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
First of all, I am AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Always appreciated.
I'll say hello to the ladies at home. Hello, Melinda. Hello, Renee. Hello, Shannon. And lastly, today, January 23rd.
Yes, it is.
Well, happy birthday to my nephew, Tyler. Happy 10th, 11th, 12th, or 13th birthday. One of those.
Oh, Tyler, isn't it nice to know that your uncle, Todd, is paying such close attention? He doesn't know exactly what your age is, but he has a rough idea of when your birthday might be.
Well, they grow up so fast.
Yeah.
Just as long as he gets a present, right?
Oh, I thought this was in lieu of a present.
Tomorrow the present comes.
All right. Happy birthday, Tyler. Which category would you like now? You can have War Movies Not Named American Sniper, First Ladies, or These Have Nothing to Do with Anything.
That's about my subject, I guess. I have nothing to do with nothing.
Okay.
So let's try that.
I'll tell you what this is. It's questions that we didn't get to in categories over the course of the last few months, and we just kind of put them together because they don't have anything to do with each other, okay?
All right.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What standard unit of measure is equal to 454 grams?
That's a pound.
That's right. According to American Way magazine, which personal item do American travelers most often forget to pack?
Ooh, personal item. I'll pass on that.
When talking about weaponry, what does ICBM stand for?
I'll pass on that.
What part of the human body is about 23 feet long?
23 feet. That's probably going to be the small intestine.
That's correct. According to page6.com, what personal matter do 70% of American women worry about every day?
Personal matter?
Yeah.
Can you give me a clue?
Yeah.
What personal matter? Something with their hair.
No, it's their weight. All right, what do those American travelers forget to pack, and what does ICBM stand for?
Toothpaste or toothbrush.
That's right.
Toothpaste, yeah. and ICBM, International Control Bureau Credit.
Oh, you know what? You are really, really not close. It's Intercontinental Ballistic Missile.
Ah, so, close.
But Toothpaste was right, and so you got 2 points for that, 4 points for the small intestine, 1 point for the pound. And unfortunately, that's only 7, Todd.
Oh, come on.
You did not get past.
Those were too hard.
You did not.
Wah, wah, wah,
as
wah.
With all questions on the Harris Challenge, they're only hard if you don't know the answer. You did not pass the threshold, Todd, and by law, as you understand, we're a federally licensed facility, and so I will have to punish you. Here to do the punishing is a man who was born with the name Herbert Corey, but used a stage name of Tiny Tim. Here he is. Here he is.
Hey Jude.
La la la.
Cha cha cha.
Na 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 na
cha cha cha.
La 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 la.
Wow.
I did not deserve that.
That's almost sacrilegious, isn't it?
From the album Tiptoeing Through the Tulips Made Me Vomit. Okay, pause it right there. All right. I think Todd's had enough, haven't you?
I have enough. Yeah, I did not deserve that.
All right. Good luck figuring out the nephew's birthday or whatever it was, and have a good weekend.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you for playing. Contestant number 3 is ready to go. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just glad to hear you on the radio every Friday, and enjoy the show, and you guys have a good weekend.
Thank you. Which category would you like? War movies not named American Sniper. First Ladies or... No, really, have you been paying attention?
No, really, if you've been paying attention.
Okay. You said that like you were really hoping that would become the new third category.
I was.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did the U.S. Department of Justice say this week had not committed any civil rights violations in the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson last summer?
Pass.
The measles outbreak has reached 6 states after starting at what California tourist attraction?
Disney.
Disney what?
Land.
Correct. In what Middle Eastern country did the government collapse yesterday with a rebel group appearing to take control?
Saudi Arabia.
Yemen. Which government does ISIS want $200 million in ransom from in return for the release of 2 of its citizens?
Japan.
Correct. On what network did The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore debut this week in Stephen Colbert's old time slot?
Repeat it.
On what network did The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore debut this week in Stephen Colbert's Comedy Central? Who did the U.S. Department of Justice say had not committed any civil rights violations in the death of Michael Brown last summer?
Darren Wilson.
Darren Wilson is correct. But you, like Todd, only got the 1, the 2, and the 4 for a total of 7 points, Steve.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. I have this double check by Abercrombie and Fitch, our accountants. Let's go to the punishment music again from Tiny Tim.
Oh,
he actually gets into the song now.
Hey, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
I'm not sure which is worse, this or the beginning.
Don't be afraid. It'll make it so bad. The minute you let on your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Okay, that's enough.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, Steve, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you guys, too.
Thank you very much for playing. And here's our next contestant. Hello, Jalen.
Oh, it's Galen, but that's okay.
No, it's not. According to my screen, your first name starts with a J.
G.
Oh, okay. Galen, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just want to say thank you to all the U.S. veterans out there for keeping us safe and doing their part, and I appreciate it.
All right. So which category would you like? I think I know which it might be, but let's see. War movies not named American Sniper or First Ladies?
Well, as much as I'd like to, I'll go ahead and go with the more movies not named American Sniper.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the title role in Patton?
George C. Scott.
Correct. In what movie did Clint Eastwood and Telly Savalas go after a giant cache of gold behind enemy lines?
Guns of Navarone.
Kelly's Heroes. In Saving Private Ryan, who played Private Ryan?
Pass.
What 1986 Oliver Stone movie starred Charlie Sheen as a young recruit in Vietnam?
Platoon.
Correct. What actress played the lead role in Zero Dark Thirty?
I don't know.
Okay, who played Private Ryan in Saving Private Ryan?
Matt Damon.
Correct. How about the Zero Dark Thirty actress?
Charlize Theron.
Jessica Chastain. You didn't get that one, Galen, but unlike Todd and Steve, you chose to get the 1, 3, and 4 correct for a total of 8 points, and you are a winner.
Hey!
Congratulations.
Hey, one other thing. I would have preferred to hear Tiptoe Through the Tulips next time with Tiny Tim.
That's too classy.
This is punishment music.
That's punishment there, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Galen, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Here's our final contestant. It says on the screen your name is D, but it could be anything.
It is D.
Oh, well, that's fantastic, D. How are you today? Tell us about yourself with your five seconds.
I'm doing just fine. I'm D from Trendy's Shabby Chic Boutique and Harvester near Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Yes, where I have a sign, don't drive by, stop in and buy.
Oh, I like that. All right, we have one category left, D. It's all yours. It's about first ladies. Are you ready to go?
That'll be fine.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who served the most years as the American first lady?
Martha Washington.
Eleanor Roosevelt. Who was first lady of the United States on January 1st, 1975?
Repeat that.
Who was first lady on January 1st, 1975?
Oh, 75. I don't
pass. Which first lady of the 1960s was born with the first name Claudia?
I don't know.
You want to pass?
Pass.
Who preceded Hillary Clinton as first lady of the United States?
Oh, my gosh, I keep my mind blank. Barbara Bush.
That's correct. It was Barbara Bush. And we never got to the five-pointer, so I'll tell you the three-pointer. Claudia was Lady Bird Johnson.
Oh.
And on January 1st, 1975, Gerald Ford was president, so Betty Ford was the first lady. D, only one question worth 4 points means I've got to punish you as well.
Oh, my.
Tim?
And then he turned you to the pain that you refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulder. For well, you know that it's a fool who plays it by making his world a little colder.
Okay. All right. D, you learned your lesson, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did.
All right. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
That's the Harris Challenge. It's brought to you every Friday by the Well Hungarians. Their third album, their brand new album, is called Bonafide. You can download it now from iTunes or from Amazon or get more information by going to the website, wellhungarians.net. You can also download their app. You can also see them tonight at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton for a pure country show featuring the Well Hungarians, Curtis Lynn Cook, and Dustin Clark. Or if you're in O'Fallon, Missouri, tomorrow night, you can see the Well Hungarians at Brewski's Sports Cafe, where they've got some great food. Well Hungarians sponsor the Harris Challenge. We play it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com for previous editions of the Harris Challenge. Go to my website, harrisonline.com.
And we're going to look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, things have thinned out on one part of Highway 44, but on the other side of 270 near Mirage, between Mirage and Bowles, you've got a stalled tractor trailer blocking a lane, and traffic is jammed back to Highway 270. Now, southbound 270 is running slow between Page down through Ladue, then your heavy Manchester to Big Bend, and then that right lane from Big Bend down through Highway 44 is jammed. Still jamming up on westbound 40 from now, it looks like Compton out through McCausland, from 270 through Chesterfield Parkway West, and then it opens up. You look good to the Boone Bridge. Just got an accident that was reported at Lindbergh at Midland, or I should say Midland east of Lindbergh, on southbound 170, still stacking up from Olive down through Highway 40, eastbound 270 between McDonnell and New Florissant, but you're also slow again from the Chain of Rocks Bridge out through Route 3, and I think people are just slowing down to take a look at the bridge that had been blowing up. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Now through January 24th, get $4 back in Staples rewards per recycled cartridge with qualifying HP ink or toner purchase. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions apply. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
Left side of the key to the free throw line, right wing Clark, a three for the lead, made it. Missouri leads it 44-43.
Tomorrow, the Razorbacks of Arkansas come to Columbia to take on Coach Kim Anderson and our Missouri Tigers. Coverage begins at 12:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 1 on the Big 550.
Bang, he buried it.
KTRS, we are our Mizzou.
If you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea and you do all your sleeping at home, this message is not for you. However, if you like to travel for business or pleasure, you're going to want to hear about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere. And free information is available now by calling minicpap.com at 1-800-600-7175. Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. This is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever. So if you travel, get the freedom to sleep anywhere you go. Call now for life-changing free information from minicpap.com. 1-800-600-7175. That's 1-800-600-7175.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I got some positive news for you. You've heard me talk about the bagel loan from Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Well, from the time that we first started discussing it, Stewart has saved our listeners tens of thousands of dollars on their home loans. It's so easy. If you owe $175,000 or more on your home loan, this can save you substantial money and with no closing costs at all. Why give that money to a finance company? Call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. But listen, it's a government-based program, and it could be pulled at any time. Call now. Don't be confused, though. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Call him now, 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440. 314-324-4440. Or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675699.
At JJS Flooring and Decorating, it's a new year. New look, new feel, new products, new prices, and new floors. JJS Flooring operates a bit differently than the big box stores. They offer next day installation on select products that are in stock. JJS Flooring has an established personal and professional bond with their representatives of larger manufacturers such as Shaw, Armstrong, and American Oleum. Now at JJS Flooring, you can get carpet installed with pad starting at $1.40 a square foot. They have in-stock hardwood starting at just $2 a square foot, as well as ceramic and VCT for 49 cents a square foot. JJS Flooring takes great pride in providing you exceptional customer service. They are located at 2301 Gravoy Avenue in South City, just west of downtown St. Louis. Call them at 314-772-3996 or visit them online at jjsflooring.com. Shop the city and save at JJS Flooring and Decorating. Their service will floor you.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we do.
Nice.
Let's bring it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, who smells like bacon?
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rolloverdata for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. Successful applicants will provide high-quality, effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA is the largest and most advanced healthcare system in the nation. The VA offers competitive benefits, including malpractice insurance, pension, vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me at 314-488-8252. That's 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
The Exogen temporal scanner thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking your temperature. Get it at Walgreens or other fine retailers today.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Yes, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I've talked many times about how I've been to both of these establishments. Just yesterday, I went in and got a smoked turkey and Havarti on whole grain sandwich that was so damn good.
Sandwiches are amazing.
Yeah, and their salads and their soups and... If you want some stuff to take home for the weekend, that's the place, the Smokehouse Market, and right next door, great sit-down meals at Annie Gunn's, who sponsor this gentleman each and every day on this show, from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans.
Oh, give it up.
Give it up.
Hello, Mike, how are you?
4 stars.
Good. Glad to hear it.
How are things in St. Louis?
Just fine. We're happy to have temperatures in the 40s in January.
Yeah, it should be a very nice weekend.
I'm sure it's nice and cold out there, too.
Oh, yeah. You don't even want to know.
No, I don't, actually.
I figured, yeah.
What do you got?
Hey, our pop quiz question. Name the name of the star who once worked briefly as a stripper. Halle Berry.
Oh.
Courtney Love.
No.
Amy Adams. Lady Gaga.
No.
Oh. Got a movie review.
Yep.
First, this is a great weekend to go see one, two, or three movies. I mean, you know, all the Oscar-nominated movies are out. Yeah, it's just a good time to go see some movies. One opening today is Black Sea. Have you seen it?
No.
A great suspense thriller starring Jude Law as a captain of an old submarine who gathers a shady crew to salvage $180 million in gold from a sunken Nazi U-boat. Danger, greed, just part of the fabulous thriller, rated R, 2 hours. It's called Black Sea, 3 stars.
Okay.
With that said, warning, warning, warning. Johnny Depp's new movie, Mordecai,
yeah,
will be his third straight bomb.
Uh-huh.
First Lone Ranger, then Transcending, and this thing is just hideous. And by the way, Jennifer Lopez's movie, The Boy Next Door, isn't any better.
I was mentioning earlier in the show, I looked on Rotten Tomatoes. Mordecai got a 15%, Boy Next Door, 13%.
Really?
Yeah.
They're both horrible. Oh, just hard to watch. Well, you can't watch them. Front page New York Post headline regarding the deflated football scandal, the New England Patriots photograph of the front page of Tom Brady and his wife, Gisele Bündchen, with a cartoon caption coming from Gisele asking Tom, quote, Tommy, why do your balls go soft? Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Odds and ends, American Sniper Chris Kyle insisted 60% of the money's made from the American Sniper book go to families of comrades that did not make it back from the war.
Nice.
I think people should know that.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know that Mel B is completely blind in her left eye?
No.
No.
Yeah, she's going to have surgery after the upcoming America's Got Talent.
She should get together with that Left Eye Lopez. They should do a duet.
Ah, she's dead.
Oh, don't.
No.
Way to ruin the report. Bring people down.
Yeah. You know, I actually am going to blame Ian here, because without him saying that, none of our listeners would have known, A, who Left Eye Lopez is, and B, that she was dead.
There you go. Hey, anybody want to see Katie Holmes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can see Katie Holmes and her daughter, Suri. They shop every Wednesday afternoon at the Calabasas, California Target store.
That's where I go.
They play hide and seek. It's like a weekly event for them.
Now, wait a second. I got to tell you. If I'm in a store and somebody's in there playing hide and seek with their kid and they're running around and they're being all cute and they're in my way, I don't care if you're a star or not. You're annoying me.
Yeah. I've used to play hide and seek at a Deerbergs in St. Louis. On Olive.
You did?
Yeah, with my daughters when they were little.
Let's see, it would be Heritage or Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Maybe the one right by here.
Yeah, the Olive. Craig
it is the one right by there.
Yeah, Craig Road, yeah.
Craig. Yeah, Craig Road and Olive. Yeah. I used to play hide and seek with my daughters in there.
Uh-huh.
They were like 7, 8 years old.
Did you get in my way?
I wish I would have. I would have knocked your card over and punched you right in the jowl.
Well, why would you do that? Now, that's uncalled for.
You being mean to my daughter?
I wouldn't.
How dare you be mean to my daughter?
I wasn't being mean.
We're
I was just being annoyed.
Trying to have a nice time. You're over there being mean to.
All right, Ms. Holmes, calm down.
And by the way, you know what they have really good at Deerbergs I like?
What?
Chocolate licorice.
Chocolate licorice?
Chocolate licorice. Too.
Okay.
They have that just about anywhere, don't they?
No, they're better over there.
Okay.
You know who liked that chocolate licorice?
Who?
Left Eye Lopez.
You have to bring your dead up again. Dayton history. Earlier this week, I was telling you about the lowest record temperature in the lower 48. But on January 23rd, 1971, the lowest temperature in the entire United States was recorded. That means bring in Alaska. It was in Prospect Creek, Alaska. 79.8 degrees below zero.
Ouch.
Wind chill, 100 degrees below zero.
Oh. Now, who lives there?
I have no idea, but I tell you what, that would deflate your balls right
yes.
there.
Yes, it would.
And it would put a wrinkle in your raisin. In fact, you couldn't even find your raisin if you're out in that kind of cold.
Yeah, you know, people who live there, they go to Minnesota for the winter to get the sun.
Exactly. And on this date, January 23rd, 2005, hard to believe it's been 10 years, Johnny Carson passed away.
Wow, 10 years ago.
10 years ago today.
Wow. I miss him.
Yeah, I like him too. So, who was briefly a stripper? Halle Berry, Courtney Love, Amy Adams.
I'm going first because it's a lock. Courtney Love.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's what I...
Yeah, I would jump. I would do that, but I'm going to say...
You would do that? I wouldn't do that.
No, I'm going to say Halle Berry.
I'll say Courtney Love.
You're saying Halle Berry because you'd like to see her naked so you'd see her six toes on her right foot.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, she has six toes on her right foot.
I saw her in that movie with John Travolta. What was that? Something fish?
Swordfish?
Swordfish, I think it was. Maybe I didn't look at her feet.
Mm-mm.
She has six toes on her right foot.
I believe you.
You know who else does?
Left Eye Lopez?
No.
Kate Hudson.
Hudson.
Oh.
Wow.
I have a hard time wearing sandals.
So break the bad news to Dan that it's Courtney Love.
The answer is Courtney Love. And finally, today y'all mean it. Dinner done. Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. Come on, Bogey. Give me a elbow. Lily Okalani, Lani, Annie, okay, yeah, love who in a car, and I and who, 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 get away, get me, gaga, woo!
Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. All right, it is time to span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news, and we start right here in our town, St. Louis. Last Saturday, according to the Riverfront Times, things got a little crazy backstage at Chaffetz Arena as New Orleans R&B star August Alsina got into a heated brawl with show promoter Loose Cannon Slim. Punches started flying, entourages got involved. At one point, members of Alsina's entourage dragged Slim to the ground, began kicking and stomping him. There are conflicting reports of what led to the fight. One says Slim was upset at Alsina for showing up late. Another says Alsina was offended that he had to perform before another group because in his mind he was way bigger than them. There were also issues with the sound all night, and one rapper, Fabulous, reportedly didn't even perform because they ran out of time. The best part of this story, with the backstage fight and all of this, is that the concert was billed as supporting a local anti-violence campaign called Put Down the Pistols.
Beautiful.
Portion of the night's proceeds were supposed to go to that cause. Role models. Next, we go to Florida, where Congressman Alan Grayson is involved in a legal dispute with his wife, Lolita. What? You named her Lolita? Really? In the dispute, he contends that their 1990 marriage was invalid because she was married to another man at the time. They were supposed to be in court on Wednesday, but the proceedings were delayed because her attorney, Mercedes Wexler, says Lolita Grayson had to have emergency surgery to repair her breast implants. The attorney also told the judge that she wants to quit the case because Lolita, now remember, Lolita is accused of having too many husbands. This lawyer says she has too many lawyers. Apparently, Lolita brought along another attorney last weekend to a mediation session with her husband. Wexler doesn't want to represent somebody who is already represented by somebody else. It's legal bigamy, I guess. Story number three, also from Florida, sent in by contributor Matt Burrows. This story is from West Palm Beach. The story that reminds me of the movie Catch Me If You Can with Leo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks. In this story, cops busted a teenager posing as a doctor, white lab coat and all, for a month at St. Mary's Medical Center. Police say they got a call January 13th about a juvenile walking around in a white doctor's lab coat, carrying a stethoscope, telling people he was a doctor. Staff at the medical center's OBGYN office, what a surprise a 13-year-old boy would be attracted to that part of the hospital. That office was alerted by a patient that a young male who appeared to be a child was dressed as a doctor inside an exam room. Patient said he had a lab coat with the St. Mary's logo and anesthesiology stitched on the front, according to the incident report. Security guard told police the boy's known around the hospital as a doctor. The guard said he had seen the doctor for a month. Another security guard told the cops she'd seen the boy gain access to secure areas of the hospital in the last week. And there's security footage of the boy, walking into the hospital from the parking lot. When interviewed by the police, the teen told them that he has been a doctor for years and that his family would vouch for him. Now, here's the sad part of the story. They found the boy's mother. She told the cops that he's under the care of a doctor for an undisclosed mental illness but won't take his medicine. Police and hospital staff have agreed not to charge him with a crime. And we'll finish with a story sent in by our colleague Frank Ladd. A story from Middletown, New York, of Diane Andryshek, who came home the other day to find her home had been bulldozed. And the guy who did it was her husband, James Ryan. He rented a bulldozer while she was out and tore down the house, along with everything in it. The only thing wasn't razed, the front steps. A local newspaper says the 840-square-foot house was falling apart and needed to come down, but that's James's story. Diane says she had no idea what the plan was. She, by the way, is the legal owner of the house. Says they weren't staying there at the time because they were doing extensive repairs, but she has no idea why her husband of 9 years decided it had to come down. James was arrested as he was depositing debris into dumpsters. In that dumpster, they found all of his wife's clothes and her medications and her appliances, etc. He says he tried to get a permit for the demolition, but he couldn't because the office was closed on Monday, Martin Luther King Day. Also says he tried to call his wife before he started the demolition, but she wouldn't answer her phone. Diane says, the odd thing about this is we were not having any marital problems at all. James is now facing a felony criminal mischief charge. He told a TV station his wife has already gotten over it. She says, oh, no, I'm still in shock. I am still in shock. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Now, before we go, I've got to share with you a story from Mississippi, a little clip of a video of a guy who, well, he's a teacher by the name of Sanford Johnson. And he knows that in Mississippi, which, by the way, is one of the top six states for teen pregnancy, when you teach sex ed, you got to teach abstinence only. So you can't tell two teachers, the teacher can't tell the students how to use a condom. Not allowed to do that. So he came up with what I think is a brilliant way to show the kids how to use a condom, but not using an actual condom. Listen.
Hi, my name is Sanford Johnson. I'm here in sex ed training right now. We've been training folks on draw the line, respect the line, as well as reducing the risk. One of the major issues that we're having is that we're teaching teens, we're going to teach teens how to use condoms correctly and consistently. However, we cannot do condom demonstrations. So I decided to do something else. I want to teach kids how to put on a sock. If you're going to be engaged in a sock activity, whether you're wearing an athletic shoe or whether you're using a dress shoe, doesn't matter to me as long as your foot is protected. I want to make sure that you have on a sock. So if I'm putting on a sock, what I do is I start with a sock and I want to pinch out the air out of the tip of the sock because I want to make sure that there's room for my toes when I'm engaging in a shoe activity. And then I take the sock and I put it on top of my foot. And all I do is just roll it down. Just roll it down. Now, some people stop right here and just only put that sock on halfway. That's not how you do it. You want to take your sock and you want to roll it all the way down your foot. You want to roll it all the way down your foot, and then you can put it inside your shoe. And then you're ready to engage in the shoe activity. Now, when I'm done with the shoe activity, remember, whether it's athletic shoe, dress shoe, I don't care. That does not matter to me. But when I'm done, what I do is I take the top of the sock, and I make sure that I hold it very tight, and then I pull it outside of the shoe, and then I can just pull the sock on and off. I pull the sock off, I tie it up, because I don't want sweat to fall out or anything like that. And then I toss it away, put it in the hamper. So if you're going to engage in a shoe-related activity, make sure that your foot is protected. Make sure that you use a sock each and every time.
That is brilliant.
Wow.
That is a teacher named Sanford Johnson. That is the greatest way I've heard of to get around stupid laws like the one they have in Mississippi for, I guess you have to call it socks education.
Yeah.
Very,
yeah.
Very clever. All right, Dan, where's the band playing this weekend?
The Midway Bar and Grill in St. Genevieve.
That's the Upside Down Band.
Yeah, Southside Johnny Band.
I almost
messed the name up. The Southside Johnny Band.
Where is it again?
St. Genevieve at the Midway Bar and Grill.
Go see him this weekend and then come back here next week for more of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm Paul Harris. This is KTRS.
Let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, things are winding down. We do have a 5-car crash now. It's on westbound Highway 94 between Jungerman and Central School Road that has things really backed up there. Eastbound 40, that's running pretty slow now between Clayton Warson and through Big Bend. Southbound 170 from Ladue now down through Highway 40. Everything on westbound 44 has thinned out. On southbound 270, still a little bit heavy between Highway 44 and Gravois. And then also on westbound 40, things are still stacked up from about Mason out through Timberlake Manor. And this traffic report brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. Turn your mobile phone into a business phone with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a local or toll-free number or bring your own. See how it works at grasshopper.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's your early morning wake-up call. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Farmer Dave, weekdays at 5 a.m.
Come on, dear, it's time to get up.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
I know it's the dead of winter, but it's never too early to start thinking about your lawn.
fire that lawn service and hire yourself and go to Dynagreen to get all of your fertilizer. Dynagreen and DynagreenInfo.com, your local lawn and garden dealer, will help you every step of the way. An easy five-step program to make your lawn the greenest and the best on the block. Dynagreen, created by St. Louisans for the region. Dynagreen or DynagreenInfo.com.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
It only takes a second.
I mean, how often do you get a chance like this?
To get instant updates on scores, guests, news, events, and more, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And is our audience going to love it?
But with 1.6 million accidents a year due to distracted driving, it may not be a good idea to do it behind the wheel.
I'm telling you, no animals were actually hurt making this promo.
Go to KTRS.com and join the conversation.
It all seems to be part of some sort of crazy pattern.
On the Big 550, KTRS.
More Americans turn to ABC's Good Morning America. So how do you get to be America's number one morning show? Well, it helps to know what you want in the morning. And we know. Take it from Robin Roberts.
You want the news. You want it fast, first, and right on point.
Take it from George Stephanopoulos.
You want breaking news. News making exclusives.
Take it from Lara Spencer.
We know. You want it all now.
So go on. Tell them, Robin.
Put some good in your morning.
With ABC's.
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
We have been underfunded by the state.
A St. Charles school district cutting nearly 70 jobs. Why school officials say it's a move they have to make.
The major case squad wraps up its investigation into two high-profile cases while they're no longer on the cases.
A new homeless camp is now set up in downtown St. Louis. Why it could be a black eye for the city's image. Fox News at 6 coverage you can count on starts now.
But first at 6, about 40 teachers and 27 support positions will be eliminated next school year in the Francis Howell School District.
Fox 2's Angie Mock tells us why the district is in this situation.
Sandy, the district is in this situation for a couple of